This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria. No need to worry. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Join us as we open our Bibles, hearts, and minds to be blessed by the Word of God as Dr. Joshua Joy Dara, Senior Pastor of Zion Hill Church Family, gives us insight into the gospel in plain English.
Let me encourage you to stand in reference to the Word of God. The book of Psalms, chapter 13, verse number 1. Thanks to Pastor Dayton for leading us in prayer today along with his wife. We are grateful. Psalms 13, verse number 1. David is asking God a very tough question. How long will you forget me? Lord, how long will thou forget me? O Lord, forever? How long will thou hide thy face from me? Let's pray. Father, we are grateful for the word of God. Grass withered, flowers fade, but your word will stand forever. Lord, I thank you for life. I thank you that we are still in the land of the living. Thank you for our health and strength. Thank you for watching over us. Thank you for protecting us, even when we don't realize it. All day, all night, your angels watching over us. We say thank you. Today we have come to feed our soul. For you said man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Holy Spirit, feed us this morning. Help our understanding. Help our hearing. Use me, O God, to be a channel of blessing to somebody. And I'll be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. It is in Jesus' name we pray. And the church say, amen. You may be seated. I want to talk with you this morning on the subject titled, What to Do When God is Silent. What to do when God is silent. I would like for this to be a series of teaching, and there are two parts to this series. Today I will deal with the first part, and that is to examine why is God silent sometimes. Next week, then I will answer the question, what to do when you find God being silent in your life. So today the focus is, why is it that God remains silent sometimes in our lives? Let me start out by encouraging you to consider your cell phone. I'm sure all of us got one. And in that cell phone, there is a feature there called text messaging. And I don't know about you, I use mine a whole lot, probably more than I need to, because all day, all night, I'm texting. and receiving emails and texting somebody and receiving texts. But when I do text somebody, I expect a response. How about you? And you can understand if they don't text you back immediately. Sometimes they're busy. Sometimes they don't see your text. But if you don't hear from them for weeks, then you begin to wonder, what's wrong? Am I right about it? The same thing when you're dealing with God. We pray to God, and honestly speaking, we expect an answer. Am I right about it? I don't know too many people who just want to run their mouth before God and they don't expect no answer from him. So we pray to God. That's our way of communication with God. And we expect God to answer us. In fact, many times we expect him to answer immediately. But every now and then you find God being silent. So you begin to wonder, does God cares? Sometimes you begin to wonder, is God too busy? And sometimes, if you're like me, you take it another step. You begin to wonder if God is just tired of hearing me. Because I'm one of those that I go to him, I perceive he probably have a special file on me. Just constantly ringing God, Lord, it's me again. Lord, it's me again. But when I don't hear back from him, I begin to wonder, is he tired of hearing my voice? Sometimes I wonder if my petition or my request is of low priority in his agenda. And sometimes, to be honest with you, I'll be wondering, am I a bad boy? Because every now and then I will see somebody, God, what he asked for. You look at another sister, she got what she asked for. Then I'll be wondering, why not me? Am I such a bad person? Now, all of us react to this kind of situation different ways. There are some of us who get very, very disappointed. There are some of us who even get angry with God when we don't hear from him. There are some of us that simply give up on God. We say, well, maybe God don't want me to have the car. Or maybe God don't want me to be married. Or maybe God just don't want me to have that job. And there are some who would literally leave the church and leave the faith. They will say, I'm tired of praying to God and not hearing back from him. I don't know where you fit in all of this. But today I want you to examine with me. I want to enrich your understanding of the word of God. Because the Bible says in all of your getting, you must get understanding. I want you and I to understand, why is it that sometimes God is simply silent? Before I get into all these reasons why God is silent, let me encourage you by letting you know there are many examples of people like you and me in the Word of God who have cried out to God, and God is silent. So if there's a word of encouragement, if you're going through any situation this morning, and you feel like God is silent, I want you to know you're not alone. Consider Joseph. God promised him. He had a dream, and God made promise to bless him. His father clothed him with a jacket of many colors. In his dream, he saw his brothers bowing down to him. I'm sure he's excited about what God's going to do. But all of a sudden, he found himself in the pit. All of a sudden, he found himself in prison. I'm sure, like you and me, he's asking the question, Lord, what's going on up in here? Why have you been silent concerning your promise? I thought you told me I'll be all right. I thought you told me I shall be blessed. Now, what is going on up in here? This don't look like blessing. Another example is that of David. God sent a prophet to anoint him that he is going to be the king. Am I still in the book? But year after year, he noticed there's no crown. That's the time you begin to ask God the question, Lord, what's up in here? I thought I'm supposed to be the king. Instead of him being the king, he found himself running for his life. King Saul was chasing him all over the woods. Well, that don't sound like a promise from God being fulfilled. It looks obviously that God was silent. Now you understand why David wrote these psalms by saying, how long will thou forget me, O God? How long? David asked the question, is it forever? He said, how long will you hide your face from me? I'm supposed to be the king up in here. Now I'm running for my life. And you will remember also there was a time in David's life when his child, the little baby, died. But don't forget that he prayed. Don't forget that he fasted for a long time. And then the child still died. Have you ever been in a situation where you pray about something? You pray for a job. And you just know in your spirit you're going to get it. But somebody else got it. Have you ever been in a situation that you work hard to start a business? And before you started, you asked God about it. You knew in your knowing God's got your back. And before you realize it, the business collapsed. You ask God to come to your rescue. You say, Lord, I need a miracle up in here. But guess what? God remained silent. Have you ever been in a relationship that you invested your time, your energy, years to build things up, only to see the enemy come in to destroy what God has built for you? Then you cry your heart out to God. Lord, I need your help. I need your help with my wife. I need your help with my husband. I need your help with this child of mine. And you believe in your heart that God's going to do something. But God remain silent. For David, after he prayed, after he fasted, the baby died. Now you can understand why he wrote that psalm. Lord, why are you hiding from me? Lord, long are you going to be silent concerning my situation? I'm trying to help somebody. You probably remember the story of Job. Job served God. Every day he offered sacrifice concerning his children. And then all of them died. The very thing he feared, hoping would never happen. Can you put yourself in the shoe of Job? Not only do all of his children die, the Bible says he lost everything. One day, he had to have a home going. And in that home going, he had about 10 different caskets, all from his family. What you going to preach to a man like that? And what hurts the most is that he was a man of God. The Bible says he was a righteous man. The Bible says he was a man that feared God. Yet, God was silent. Please take note, the challenge that all of us have when you hear about this thing called Christianity. Many times we hear only fancy stuff. We don't take the time to hear the whole truth. Christianity is often presented to us as a feel-good religion. The preachers will tell you everything will be fine. They will tell you when you come to Jesus, there'll be no problem in your life. Some of you will even hear words of prophecy. You're going to be rich. You're going to be blessed. All your children will blossom. And every one of you, you're shaking. You say, yes, yes, yes. They will tell you there will always be peace in your life. You will always be happy. They will tell you a lot of positive things. But the truth be told, in this Christian journey, sometimes God will be silent. If you don't hear anything else from me, and take it from a man that has been through this journey a long time. Sometimes in our lives, God will be silent. Have you ever felt sometimes like you're forsaken? Been there. Done that. Have you ever felt sometimes that you're being ignored? You know and you're knowing you have prayed about it. The preacher said, have faith in God. And you read it for yourself in the Word of God. And you say, I got this. And no devil can take this blessing from me. And yet, you missed it. Ladies and gentlemen, have you ever felt like God is not paying attention to your pain? That God is not paying attention to your hurts? Have you ever felt like God is not paying attention to what you're going through? That's why I gave you examples of others in the Word of God. Even if you read the book of Matthew, chapter 27, verse 46, you will find out that even Jesus Christ was not exempt from the silence of the Father. You remember while he was on the cross, he cried his heart out. Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. My God, my God, why are you silent? Why have you forsaken me? Please take note. What Jesus did is to ask the question, why? I can stop there and preach. When you're going through, my brothers, my sisters, there ain't nothing wrong for you to ask God why. I'm taking my time to teach today. When your back is against the wall, the preacher may not be there. Your loved one may not even understand. People under the same roof with you, they have no clue what you're going through. There's nothing wrong for you to ask God why. Why do I pray and I don't get answer? Why do I lose my job? I go to church. I pay my tithes. I try to live right. Lord, can somebody out there explain why I'm being laid off? Why do I pray for my healing? I hear the scripture say, you were wounded for my transgression. I heard the preacher say, you were bruised for my iniquity. I saw with my own eye that the chastisement of my peace was upon you. And your word said, by your stripes I'm healed. How come I prayed? And yet, the Bible said, Paul prayed 3 times. And he was not healed. You say, Lord, why? 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 Now I want to explain to you why God is silent. If you're paying attention, I will give you 7 reasons and I'll let you go. And then this coming Sunday, then I will explain to you what you need to do when you find God being silent in your life. Number one, God is silent because God is not a talkative. If you ever get to know God, he doesn't run his mouth too much. You probably will hear some prophets and teachers and pastors and apostles. They will say to you, well, I've been talking to God for the last several days. He lied. God is not a talkative. You look at the book of Psalms. Chapter 62, verse 11. The Bible says, God speak once, and twice I heard him. That power belongs to God. Have you ever thought about why God speak only once? But the writer of this psalm say, I heard him twice. What he's telling you is that God don't run his mouth forever. But when God says something, what God said is so deep, after he said it, I'm still hearing the echo of his voice. Hallelujah. God is not as talkative. And you know why he's not a talkative? Because his word is very powerful. When he says something, it's going to happen. And that is why it's not a God that will run his mouth. You may be running your mouth, but he's not going to get in that with you. So you have to pay close attention whenever God says something. Ladies and gentlemen, the same thing is true about the president of the United States. That is why he has to be careful what he says. Because there's a lot of power, a lot of weight behind his word. Ladies and gentlemen, God, you're not going to find him just running his mouth. So sometimes you expect him to be talking and talking with you. But he is not a talkative. Bible said in Psalm 33, verse 8 and 9, that all men fear God. When God speaks, it's done. If God says it's nighttime, everything is going to get dark instantly. The Bible put it this way. It says God's word would not return void. His word is so powerful. So sometimes you think he's silent, but it's not that he's being silent. He's not going to be running his mouth all day. He's not a talkative. The Bible put it this way. He said, forever, O God, your word is settled. Are you still here? Why is God silent sometimes? I give you another reason. Because, number two, he's suffering. What does that mean? Ladies and gentlemen, he is God Almighty. He is not your errand boy. God is not the person you say, hey, go to Rapis Hospital, go to Cabrini, and come by Pineview, and stop by Alexandria. No, he's not your servant. God will just remain silent. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't elect him. You don't appoint him. You cannot put him in, and you cannot put him out. God is suffering. Are you all still here? Psalms 115, verse number 3 says, our God is in heaven, and he does whatever pleases him. You want to know sometime why it looks like he's silent? Because he will only say, he will only do what pleases him, not what pleases you or me. If you're making note, the first thing I told you, he's not a talkative. If you're making note, the second thing I told you, God is suffering. The Africans have a saying, ruled by Proverbs a lot. The African will say, God makes a judgment, and you, out of your ignorance, say you want to appeal. Appeal to who? Who is going to represent you? Folks, remember that God is suffering. Number three, sometimes God is silent because he didn't hear what you say. You say, wow. How is it that God didn't hear what I said? I'm glad you asked. The book of Isaiah chapter 59 verse 1 and 2 says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save. Neither is his ear hearing that he cannot hear. But your iniquity has caused a separation between you and God. In other words, you think you're praying, but your prayer cannot even pass through the ceiling. God's hand is not short to save. God's ears is not waxy that he can't hear you, but your iniquity. My iniquity. Translation, if you are in a mess, if you are a messy person, if you make a career living in sin, yes, you may pray. He didn't hear a thing you're saying. Ladies and gentlemen, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, put it this way. Jesus bore our sins on the cross. But imagine Jesus on the cross. He was covered with the sins of this world. Now you understand why he cried out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" God could not hear that cry as long as he was wrapped up with all this mess. The weight of this world was all upon him. Many times, the reason why God is silent in our lives is because of unconfessed sin. Take note of that. I'm taking my time to teach. God recognized that you and I, we are not perfect. We're going to mess up sometimes. We're going to screw up sometimes. But do you make a career out of messing up? The question is, even when you and I messed up, do you have enough sense to go to God and say, "Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me." Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13, put it this way. It says, "He who covereth his sins shall not prosper." Here you are, you're praying, "Lord, bless me. Lord, heal me." See, that all of those are a form of prosperity. "Lord, answer my prayer. Lord, fix my wife. Lord, fix my husband. Lord, help me with my children. Lord, help me pay this bill." You want your life to prosper. But the Bible says, "He who covereth his sins shall not prosper." But anyone that will confess it and forsake it shall obtain mercy. Translation, is bad enough that you and I from time to time will mess up. But you need to learn to fess up. You need to learn to say, "Lord, I'm sorry." If not, you may be praying, you may be crying to God, but God couldn't hear. I'm glad it's mighty quiet today. Number four, God is silent sometimes if your obedience is incomplete. Did you hear what I said? Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 through 4 is an example. God promised Abraham. He said, "I will bless you." By the way, for those of you who are theologians out there, he made Abraham 7 promises. 7. Probably you will hear me from time to time pray the blessings of Abraham upon your life. There are 7 of them. But God conditioned those 7 blessings on 3 things that Abraham must do. Number 1, he said, "Abraham, my man," he said, "I want you to leave your country." Number 2, "I want you to leave your people." And number 3, "I want you to go to a place I will show you." Well, when you get a chance, study the Bible. What you're going to find out, Abraham left his country, number 1. Abraham went to a place that God will show him. But guess what? Abraham did not leave his people. He took his uncle with him, Lot. You see how simple the Bible is? The Bible is so simple, you almost have to intentionally miss it. Because he did not fully obey God. So the promises, all those promises, was held up. God remained silent. In fact, what he experienced was exact opposite of what God promised. When he got to foreign land, the first thing he ran into is famine. That's when you marry a person and God promised you it's going to be a great experience. And then you run into a big problem. There's a reason for that. Incomplete obedience. Another thing Abraham ran into, the king of that foreign country seized his wife. Trying to help our understanding this morning. I'm sure Abraham would say, wait a minute. I thought you said I'm going to be blessed. I thought you said you're going to do this for me. I thought you said you're going to make my name great. I thought you said through me all the nations of the earth will be blessed. This don't look like what you told me. God got silent. But then when you read chapter 13 of the book of Genesis, all of a sudden, you will see that Lot, Uncle Lot, Genesis chapter 13, beginning from verse 14 through verse 17, Abraham and Lot got separated. And the moment Lot got out of the way, God showed up and started to pour blessings. Guess what was the holdup? Incomplete obedience. There's a lesson there. God don't want partial obedience. Many of us are struggling today because we are notorious obeying God partially. And God just will remain silent, waiting patiently for you to get to your senses and give him complete obedience. Partial obedience, he don't like it. Delayed obedience, God don't like that. He will wait, he will remain silent until you and me can get to our senses. And when you get tired of being sick and tired, then you will seek God with all your heart. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible put it this way. You either have to be warm or cold. Are you all still here? You cannot be lukewarm. In fact, one scripture says, God said, when you are lukewarm, I will spit you out of my mouth. That's how strongly God feels about it. Are you all still here? Ladies and gentlemen, I'll give you an example. In the book of Malachi, I may have to finish this some other time. In the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 10, the Bible says, bring all the tithes to the storehouse. Well, many of you bring tithes. Thank God for you. At least you're obedient. But you don't bring all the tithes. And guess what? You stay broke. I know many Christians who are broke. God cannot lie. Numbers 23. He said, God is not a man that he should lie. He's not the son of man that should make up something. When he promised, he will keep his promise. He will make it good. So guess what he did in the book of Malachi? He said, if you will bring all the tithes, not some of the tithes, you show me a man that is struggling financially, his health, his family, I will show you a man or a woman is full of partial obedience. God cannot lie. It's impossible. Even if he tried, he would not be able to lie. I have to learn this in my own life. I had no problem believing in tithing. I have no problem believing Bible principles. But I was struggling. So I said, well, let me give a little bit to God. And then I tried to keep the little bit. And God understand. Don't let any preacher rob you of your blessing. I stayed broke until I discovered partial obedience is no obedience to God. In my house, my wife pay all the bills. You don't have to do it in your house. I'm just telling you what happened in my house, you know, because I'm a public person. You know. And instruction number one I gave to her, I don't care what is going on. Pandemic, COVID-19, COVID-22. Give to God what belongs to him. He did not say, bring ye some of the tithe. Hallelujah. The Bible is so amazing. He said, bring ye all the tithes to the storehouse. And then he said, prove me if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, and there will not be enough room for you to receive it. I say this with utmost humility. I'm walking in that anointing today. You know what I'm trying to tell you? What you need is complete obedience. Not just in the area of your giving. In every area of your life. Wherever you see God say, do this. Just do it. Like Nike. Jesus said, when they ran out of wine. Hallelujah. I was trying not to preach today. When they ran out of wine, Jesus said, hey, folks, whatever he told you, just do it. Have you ever noticed some people, they want to ask you questions? I raised some children, and one thing they learn quick, don't ask me dumb questions. I have no appetite for it. Mama said, go wash the dishes. And you ask me why? I'll kill you before you don't do that. I'm sorry. Just do what you're told. Obedience, birth, blessings. Amen. You see how these things work? God is in the business of blessing his children. The problem is that his children don't know how to be blessed. Number five, at times God is silent because whatever you're freaking about is already under control. Are you still here? There's no reason for God to be talking. Because what you're panicking about, what you're pacing the floor about, it's already done. Oh, I wish I have time. I got to stop. Bring my singers back. Let's. I was going to go all the way to 7. But the Lord said, teach the world today. Don't rush it. Abraham, God told him, I want you to sacrifice your only child. That was instruction. But guess what? Abraham was praying, are you sure? That 3-day journey, I can guarantee you, Abraham was praying his heart out. Even his own son said, wait a minute, Dad. Something not adding up here. I see the woods. I see the kindlings. Where is the sacrifice? But guess what? The Lord already have a ram in the bush. I don't know who I'm preaching to today. And I don't know what you're dealing with. I don't know what challenge you're facing right now. But the Lord sent me to you to tell you and me this morning, the reason why he's silent is because what you are freaking about, he's already done it. If you will receive it in your heart and stop whining and stop complaining and stop crying and stop pacing the floor, God is not speaking because he's already done it. There's already a ram in the bush. Maybe this is concerning your healing. Maybe this is concerning your prayer request. Maybe this is concerning your miracle. Maybe this is concerning your breakthrough. If it's already done, what is there to talk about? I got to stop. Maybe you're here today and you're that man, you're that woman. It looks like you've been forsaken. And it looks like God is silent. I want to agree with you and believe God with you this morning. Knowing your knowing, it's already done. Maybe you're live streaming with us this morning. And you just need somebody to rejoice with you and agree with you concerning God's commitment to his word. There's a number under the screen. Dial that number. And some man of God, some woman of God is there to pray with you. Before we leave today, I want to encourage you to give for the work of the ministry. Remember, he who sows sparingly will reap sparingly. I told you, don't take much to be blessed. But the Bible says if you sow bountifully, guess what? You will reap bountifully. The ushers has played at the back of the church. Let God use you. Give for the work of the ministry. And watch God bless you abundantly. Some of you who are live streaming with us, you say, Pastor, I'm not there, but I would like to give. Let me encourage you, go to our website, zionhill.com. And there's an online giving opportunity there. We'll appreciate your support. And we believe in God for an increase in your life too. In Jesus' name. Will you please help me welcome our worship team one more time? God bless you. Thank you.
Father, is he my
pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
What's this now? Time to dance a different dance. Time to dance a godly dance. of strife. If he didn't love me, don't know where I would be. Halfway out of my mind, somewhere living crazy. But one day the Lord see fit to reach down. He take away my sin and it turned my life around. Told me if I sow a seed, I shall wear a crown. If I serve the devil, now I'd have to be a clown. That's why we be dancing.
Ever dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Ever dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Lord Jehovah dance.
Ever dancing.
Oh, yeah. Ever dancing.
It's a God.
Ever dancing. Lord Jehovah
now
dance.
Now give us praise. But let me tell you something that's true. The Lord, he come to earth and he come to bring us life. Was the perfect man, become the perfect sacrifice. They nail him to a cross through the hands and the feet. But he don't want no props or no publicity. He laid down his life, man, for you and for me. And go back to the Father, but leave the Holy Ghost for free. That's why we be dancing,
yeah,
we be dancing.
Yeah, we dancing.
That Jehovah dance. In the presence of the Lord.
Oh, yeah, we're dancing.
Each and every day.
Yeah, we're dancing.
In the crazy
that
way.
Jehovah dance.
Follow me now. Watch this, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord my provider. Come to bring us together so no one could ever divide us. Coming again one day, real soon, coming again with fire. We know not the day that he come to take us higher.
Oh, 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 oh.
Messed up. They let us back in the casino again. The Paragon Casino is a spot. Thanksgiving night is the time.
This Thanksgiving night is an old school party you will never forget.
Pack the casino, the old school jam with a new school twist. Thanksgiving night plus the casinos will give you play.
You can't beat that.
Get your tickets now at Styles by Sterling Barbershop.
VJ's Beauty Supply.
Who does your hair in Marksville.
And VIP Cleaner.
Paragon Casino, Marksville, Louisiana. The Mari Showroom. DJ Speedy T. Mr. Bow Bow Bow.
DJ Rob Real and DJ Easy B.
You don't want to miss it. Have your face in the place.
Show love, get love.
Bow. Yeah, I said it, Mr. Bow.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
This is KAYT.